I'm Simon Cowell for PETA. Far be it from me to be critical, but I find it really appalling that this year thousands of dogs will die of heatstroke inside parked cars. There, people thought that that little errand would only take a minute, or it wasn't that hot. But delays happen, and temperatures inside a car quickly rise in summer, even when the window's cracked. Never, ever leave your dog inside a parked car. Your dog idolizes you. In warm weather, keep him safe at home.
For more information, visit PETA.org.
Imagine me, a dog, moving in with a human. I didn't know how it would work. Turns out, my human's pretty entertaining. For instance, every time I give my human his ball, he throws it as far as he can. And I'm like, dude, that's your ball. So I go get it, but he just throws it. Again. I gotta say, though, the more he does it, the funnier it is. I love my human.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Yes, that's just a reminder, which shouldn't even have to be a reminder to you folks out there, especially in this weather, the summer's coming up. Please do not, if you have a pet, do not leave him or her, dog, cat, whatever, in the car in this heat. You know, it's just, it's, you know, horrifying when I see it. Oh, trust me, you don't want me to see it, because I'll throw a rock through your window.
Yeah, then I'll ask questions later. Yeah.
Anyways, and if your ball, if your dog doesn't get the ball, then yeah, whatever. That means he's stubborn. Anyways, kids, 4:03 in the afternoon. You're listening to the Giddy Up here on 91.5 WMFO in, what did I just say, Metro Boston. Yes, of course. It's 72 degrees, holding strong here, And right now it's mostly sunny and comfortable, highs in the mid-70s, of course. It's 72. It's going to be hopefully near 80. Well, not hopefully, because it's 4 o'clock, so. So that our night's going to be beautiful. If you're thinking of grilling or whatever, enjoy it, because I'll come back with the rest of the weather for the week, the remaining week, and I'll even touch on the weekend, which looks like it could be a heat wave, believe it or not.
Yes.
So anyways, hope you're enjoying the double shots today. We have, right before I came back, we had a little Green Day, Holiday and I Walk Alone, and of course, a little Fleetwood Mac, Never Hurt Anybody, with Rihanna and The Chain. So let's get back to some music, because I hope you guys are enjoying it. We're getting some great feedback from some new listeners, which is awesome all the time. And just get used to it, you know what I'm saying? Because that's all we do. That's all we do is play great music. So anyways, you are listening to The Giddy Up, and hopefully you have your Giddy Up on today. And it is 4:04 in the afternoon, and 72 degrees in this beautiful state of Medford on wonderful Tufts University. So a little double shot of Pearl Jam will perk you up.
Nice.
And we'll be right back, kids.
Oh, I can't seem to place it. Can I find a candle of thought to light your name? Lifetimes are catching up with me. All these changes taking place, I wish I'd seen a place. Ever taken me. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. I swear I recognize your breath. Predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello. My God, it's been so long. Never dreamed you'd return, but now here you
friend. We all have something that digs at us. At least we dig each other.
Straight from my iPod.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a little Incubus there, boys and girls, with Dig, one of my favorite Incubus songs. Probably the my famous one.
My
favorite one.
I love it.
Drive before that, Oldie But Goodie.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, a little double shot of Pearl Jam with Elderly Woman Behind the Counter in a Small Town. Yes.
Sounds like me.
I'm glad they didn't do the long title, the long version. And I Got Id. Or is it I Got Shite?
Shite.
Yeah, that's basically it. Welcome back to the boys and girls. I mean, to the Giddy Up Boys and Girls 421. Yes, it's 421. I know. Where does the time go? You know, when you're playing good music, it kind of flies. So, anyways, we're still going to get to your double shots. We got plenty more up until the 5 o'clock hour. Hey, Laureen, so you're working on something over there, so what do we get today from you?
Yeah, so I got a list of three.
Okay.
It's This Day in Music, so some fun facts.
It's always good to have This Day in Music.
Let's see, we got On This Day, June 26th. Okay. In 1965, number one hit from June 26th, 1965 to July 9th, The Byrds, Mr. Tambourine Man.
Before I was born.
Mm-hmm. Well, 1977, Elvis Presley performed the final concert of his life in Indianapolis.
Wow.
Yep, that was it.
That was today, huh?
That was today. Yep, on this day.
Before he took his...
that was it.
His Mondo Dookie, the king shite.
Mm-hmm. Went night-nights.
Yes, he did.
Let's see. In 2008, Total Guitar Magazine voted Jimi Hendrix's best cover version, first place he won for the Bob Dylan song, All Along the Watchtower.
Right on. Love that song.
Mm.
And actually, U2 did a cover of that, All Along the Watchtower, with B.B. King.
There we
who
go.
Played guitar in that with U2. Oh, yeah. What a great version. Mm. I'm going to have to dig that out of the archives and
Let's play that
soon. So, all right. Thank you, Laureen, for that on this day in music. And maybe, you know, who knows, that could become a staple to the show, another segment, which I love new segments. Oh, by the way, I didn't get this to you. National Day, you know how I'm a goof and I love the national days. They say it on TV all the time now, too. I was doing this years before. Yeah, I was actually inventing. Was that right? Inventing national days before they started doing them. All right? That's right. All right. Today is Beautician's Day.
Hmm.
That's Beautician's Day. So if you have a beautician like I do myself with my wonderful hairdo.
Being a female,
it's Beautician's Day. Have, give them flowers or something. A card or some candy, some wine. I know beauticians love their wine.
They do,
I know. And National Chocolate Pudding Day.
Mm.
And I was going to play a Cosby drop, but I'm not going to.
Not
going to
do that.
No. I'm all set with Cosby.
Yeah, I'm all set.
Yeah. Anyways. All right, 4:23. We might as well get back to some more music since the time is flying by.
I know, what the heck?
We'll play another set of double shots and then come back with your week's weather and what's going on, maybe. And, what we're doing and stuff for the weekend. And we'll talk about the heat wave coming our way. Anyways, so we'll get back to our double shots, our two for Tuesday, if you will. You are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5. WMFO in Bedford. I'm going to sing with these guys.
Up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy. Because I'm easy come, easy go. Little high, little low. Anyway the wind blows, doesn't really matter to me. Killed a man, put a gun against his head, pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun, but now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, I'm not back again this time tomorrow. Carry
little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo,
Figaro,
Magnifico. I'm just a poor boy, nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Easy come, easy go, will you let me go?
Bismillah,
no, we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let him go!
Bismillah,
we will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Let me go!
We will not let you go.
Never let me go!
Oh, mamma mia, mamma mia!
Mamma mia, let me go!
Beelzebub has a devil put aside for me.
Keep coming up.
with love, but it's so slashed and torn.
Pressure.
That was you earlier today.
Yes, a little bit of pressure. Anyways, boys and girls, that was two from Queen, and that one was with David Bowie, Under Pressure. And before that, of course, Bohemian Rhapsody. We were banging our heads here. and before that was Incubus with Drive and then Dig, which is a great, great tune. I already said that, didn't I?
Awesome.
We only played two from Queen there. Anyways, I wanted to come back and touch base on some weather at 4:34 here in the afternoon. So today is, right now it's up to 75, so that's pretty cool. Yeah, I guess tonight, if you get a barbecue, like I said, perfect night for barbecuing. And tomorrow, big day for me, so I don't think the weather will matter for me. But anyways, tomorrow, Wednesday, highs of 81, lows of 58, sun to increasing clouds, highs around 80s, late evening showers possible. And tomorrow's day is what I call peekaboo sun, meaning, you know, it's going to be cloudy and it's going to be sunny, cloudy, sunny, nothing that, it's not going to rain, but possible starting tomorrow night, I believe, into Thursday, because Thursday, it doesn't really look like a good day. Morning showers with a few rumbles of thunder possible into the afternoon. Eve, mostly cloudy, humid, mid-70s. Now, that's going to bring you into what's coming up on Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Heat wave?
What is that? 3 days in a row of 90-plus weather? That's considered a heat wave? Well, Friday, I don't think we'll get up to the 90 mark, but it looks like about highs of 89, 91 or so.
And
I think I have 80, 88, 89, right around there. And it says mostly sunny, hot, and humid near 90, cooler coast. So, that's going to lead us into the weekend, which Saturday is going to be highs of 90s, 91. Mostly sunny, hot and muggy, wonderful. Highs near 90s, cooler coast as usual. And then Sunday, highs of 95. How's that? Mostly sunny, hot and muggy again. Highs in the mid-90s. And then Monday, hot again. It's highs of 94.
Whoa.
Low 90s.
Yikes.
High humidity too. So it's going to be nasty from starting Saturday on. It's just going to be just going to want to sit and drink whatever your beverage of choice is and suck it up while getting that nice AC, because it's going to be nasty out this weekend. So, it's, New England, what do you expect? I'm either bringing you snow casts or, a heat wave. There's no in between. Today could be considered one of those days, I must say, though. If there was a little breeze, I'd say that would be perfect. But anyway, so that's your week and weekend weather coming up during this week, weekend in June. And then we head right into July, and 4th of July next week. Like I said, we have Frankie Imbergamo coming up, the unofficial mayor of Medford, on Tuesday. We will do our, I'll figure something out for our 4th of July show. So we'll do something special. You just pay attention to the Facebooks, and you obviously know you'll see it, me posting something of what we're going to do. So that being said, 4:37, I think we have time for a couple more double shots. I hope you guys are enjoying this show, and you know, because I like to do double shots. It's kind of cool, you know, when you get
change
to,
up.
Yeah, change things up, because we're all about change here. what, we're not?
We are.
Yes, we are. All right, so that was your weekend. And so, weekend weather. So we're going to play a few more songs, come back and say our goodbyes. Not that we want to, but we will. And so you are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
You soon find out it's true, and then you'll have to eat your lunch.
You know, oftentimes it happens that we live our lives in chains and we never even know we have the key. How profound.
Mm-hmm.
The Eagles.
It's true.
That's right. Already Gone by the Eagles. And that was Take It Easy. So a little uplifting, you know, kind of mellow music for the day. It's a beautiful day out, isn't it? And it's an even beautiful night for the Red Sox.
Nice.
Yes, yes, playing the Angels, actually, tonight. So it should be a good series. They are actually in back in first, tied with the Skankies. So... But, yeah, if you're going to Fenway, you got a night to watch a ball game, I'll tell you right now. So, anyways, kids, 4:46. We're going to say our goodbyes now, and we'll take you out with music the rest of the show. So, Laureen, whatever your name is, I'll find out. Don't lie to me.
It's both, actually. It's both.
All right. So, would you like to say any goodbyes?
Well, I had a great time today. I had a lot of fun.
Me
yep,
too.
Went by too fast.
Always does. Always does.
Thank everyone for listening, and for the new listeners that enjoyed themselves listening to the show today. They made it very clear to me on Facebook how much they enjoyed you, Polly.
Oh, excellent. I appreciate that.
Yep.
That's what we need.
Thank you,
Greg. Support,
yep.
The more support, the better.
Yep.
And I promise, if you guys support us, I'm going to just keep bringing you some great rock and roll music. Because that's all I know, is great rock and roll.
It's what you do.
Yeah. It is what I do. Yeah. So, like I said, next week, the infamous Mr. Frankie Imbergamo will be here with us. And tomorrow night, they have, in Medford here, the Outdoor Free Movie at 8:15 tomorrow night. I believe Frankie will be there. At the Mystic Valley Parkway, the Condon Shell.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Okay, right. Yeah, that's right on 16.
That's on 16, right?
Actually, it's at the Shell gas station on Route 16. They'll be showing They'll be showing Aladdin tomorrow night, 8:15. So if you're
cool.
From Medford and you want to chill out, it's going to be hopefully the rain will hold out for the movie.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but you should be fine. I trust me, you should be fine. And. This Friday night, my buddy Dave Russo, if you know him, he's a comedian. I went to school and I know him my whole life. At 7:30, he will be at Wamisit Lanes in Tewksbury doing his comedy show. He's hilarious. So I just wanted to mention that to him because he's a good buddy of mine. And I believe I will be there. I hope. Anyways, we'll see. So we're going to take a 166-hour break. Yes, we are, because we need it. No, actually, we would play for 166 hours if we could, trust me. I know, I would too. And as I say, always stay Boston strong, kids.
Mm-hmm.
Always be a rock and never roll. And thank you so much, guys, for listening in. And hopefully keep listening. And we promise to bring you some great music and great broadcasting and maybe get some more funniness and silliness just to get you through your day. You know, you can turn on the TV, watch bad news, listen to the radio, listen to bad news. You will never get that hair at the giddy up.
No.
So, kids, enjoy your week.
Kids.
Enjoy your weekend. Be safe. We love you.
See ya.
Thank you for tuning in.
Thank you.
torn between love.